This is Paul Jędrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Ed Kettle. Ed is the committee chair for the Amway 4th of July Family Fireworks. We've got the 4th of July coming up this Wednesday. How you doing today, Ed?
I'm doing very fine, getting down to it.
Hey, looking forward. So the 4th of July is always one of the biggest events for the city, usually about 150,000, 200,000 folks downtown. What's on tap for this year?
Well, you know, we're going to do things a little bit differently this year. We're going to, again, isolate most of the entertainment, all the entertainment, to Annobon Park. That gives us a better management tool. We have a better way of doing it that way. You know, we've got some really good acts lined up. John Sinkovich is our entertainment coordinator for this year. He's a music critic and entertainment writer, of course. Everyone knows John from his website, Spins, and also his review magazine.
Sure, absolutely. And John used to be with the Grand Rapids Press for a long time. Great veteran music writer.
Absolutely. He knows the drill. So he's lined us up this year with a really interesting lineup. The first act will be Don Kinsey, and Don's a really, really prominent blues musician.
Oh, yeah. I had Don on the show a couple of weeks ago. He used to be the guitar player for Bob Marley. What a fantastic guy.
Absolutely. So he's going to open up the show for us. And then we're going to have Carrie Lynch Band. She's a country western artist, a real great singer, and someone that's really on the rise. Then we're going to have Garrett Bournes.
From Grand Haven.
Grand Haven. Garrett's a client of my old partner, Bill Chrysler, out at his Red Wall Studios. And they're really kind of bringing him along, and he's getting ready to break. And then the end of the night, we're just going to go get crazy with Outer Vibe. And they've played for us before, and they're a big fan favorite, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, sounds like a great lineup, and yeah, Garrett and Don are fantastic. I've seen them a number of times, and I think everybody's really going to enjoy that lineup.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for, you know, for all ages, too, and I think, you know, Garrett has a really big following that he's developing now, and I know that that Carrie Lynch Band, they've got tremendous following with younger people, so it really gives us an opportunity that we don't always have. Really appreciate having them on board.
Now, Annobon Park, that's in front of the Gerald Ford Museum. What time is that going to kick off with the music?
Everything with us always starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll start with the National Anthem, and that's going to be sung by Angela Nelson from Amway this year. She's a terrific singer and a great friend, and so she'll be singing that, and then we'll move into the entertainment. We'll have, you know, we always do a few crazy games and some giveaways, and, you know, we always have fun with the audience, make sure people are up on their feet, walking around. We don't want, you know, we want to keep them moving, keep them active. That's a long time to sit. Great food booths, as always, on both ends of the park. We're opening up this year for the first time. We're encouraging everybody to bring their lawn chairs.
Okay.
Because the parking lot on the north end of the park is going to be open for seating. It's usually filled with cars.
Okay.
This year, we've cut a deal. The Ford Foundation has let us use that. And as our sponsor there is Ellis Parking. They've provided that for us.
Oh, that's great.
And that's a great opportunity for us to have more people seated in the park area so they can enjoy the immediate effects of the party. Close up, and it'll just be a terrific time. But we do encourage people to bring your lawn chairs because that's obviously paved seating down there. So.
Now, before the music gets started, there's going to be a parade again last year.
Right.
What time is that kicking off?
That starts right at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
We step off at 5, and we go from, it starts at the corner of Lyon and Monroe to Monroe Center to Division to Fulton Street, and then we end at the Veterans Memorial Park for a little remembrance for those who have given so much for our freedom that we celebrate on 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So then that wraps up, and we invite everybody then to head back down and go to Annobon Park or whatever you're going to do and have fun. We want to make sure people are coming downtown for the better part of that day. They want to stop in, and I don't know what restaurants or stores are going to be open downtown. It's a holiday, but certainly want people to enjoy whatever's available downtown for them. And the Ford Museum will be open. There is a big party going on at the Public Museum across the street from us that people can look that up, kind of probably Google the Public Museum and find out how they can buy tickets for that event.
That's okay.
A great fundraiser for the museum. And certainly the hotels will be rocking. So we want to encourage everybody, if you want to go to get a room at the Amway or the Marriott or whatever, and just come on down and enjoy the whole big party from start to finish, and and take in what beautiful Grand Rapids has to offer downtown.
And then Amway is the lead sponsor again this year.
Absolutely. Amway and Spartan Stores, they've been with us from the very, very beginning, sticking with us. It's just incredible. This year we've got a brand new sponsor we just got, and that's called Workbox Staffing.
Okay.
Employment agency, and they're coming on board as a major sponsor with us this year for the first time. We couldn't be more excited to have them. We've got Vichem and St. Mary's Health is coming on this year for the first time. They're big sponsors with us, and of course I mentioned Ellis Parking, and then Fifth Third. Fifth Third has just come on, and they're going to be a sponsor for the parade.
Okay.
They're our naming sponsor for the parade this year. So,
terrific.
Yeah, great opportunities. There'll be a live remote, a lot of crazy things going on down at the parade area. Lots of fun. So.
Now, what time are the fireworks going to be going off at?
10:30 sharp.
Okay.
And you can set your clock by it. 10:30 sharp, they go off.
And what do you feel are some of the best spots if folks want a great view?
Well, you know, that's always an interesting question. It's interesting for me because I'm always down right at the river, and I think, well, this is the best spot in the world, but I get it, and there's not much room for anybody else. So,
okay.
That's kind of being facetious. But obviously the park is the best spot.
Mm-hmm.
The bridges, we will have the bridges open, but they will be controlled this year. The Pearl Street Bridge for sure. We're not quite sure what we're doing on Michigan Street Bridge yet, or Bridge Street Bridge. But we're required to keep a lane open. It got a little crazy last year. We had so many people downtown. So people who traditionally sit on that Pearl Street Bridge better get there early because we will be closing it down, and it's going to be limited. We're going to keep a traffic lane and a walk lane on the south side of that bridge.
So what time would you recommend folks have their spot by?
Well, you know, that's kind of a personal preference, but most people, we have people start getting down there at 6 in the morning for the lawn seating.
Sure.
They're kind of crazy, but we love them.
That's a bit early.
Yeah, right. And so, but, you know, if they're down there before 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock to kind of, you know, chunk off their spots. On the bridge, I think that starts to fill up right around 6 o'clock or so. So people, you know, kind of, they have this thing scoped out. They're pretty smart. They know exactly where to go. And
okay.
So we'll have crazy things for people to do and lots of food this year, so.
So this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Ed Kettle. He's the committee chair for the Amway 4th of July Family Fireworks. You can find out more about the event at 4thofjulygr.com. That's this Wednesday for the 4th of July. Thank you so much for joining me, Ed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.